This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And now is the part of the show where we're going to help you help yourself. And to do that, we're going to talk to a motivational speaker. Now, when I think of a motivational speaker, I think of the late Chris Farley playing one on Saturday Night Live.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Hopefully our motivational speaker will be a little more uplifting. He's a guy named Eric Chester, and he's written a book called Reviving Work Ethic, and he joins us from Denver. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, so first of all, are we lazy? Is something wrong with us? Have we lost our hard work ethic, do you think?
A lot of people look at work as a four-letter word. They want to do anything in the world to avoid work because for them, work is just something that enables them to get stuff. And as long as work is viewed in that context, then it becomes something you try to avoid.
So you're saying you got a problem if you work just to get to retirement or something like that?
There are people, Jeremy, in every profession, every career, in every walk of life that are looking and just counting down the days to retirement. You know, you look on the one of the paradigms I draw is basically looking at this, the game of life by what used to be a Milton Bradley game. Now it's a Hasbro game, and how that has evolved over the past 152 years. It was invented in 1860 by Milton Bradley as a way to teach young people that character, hard work, sacrifice, and ambition led to success, that you didn't have to be born into wealth, that you could pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you could make a future for yourself. Well, that game has evolved so much. If you went to your local toy retailer today and bought the game of life, look at the object of the game. On the box, it says, to do whatever it takes to retire in style with the most wealth at the end of the game. You know, over the past several generations, they've put in cards where you're able to take another player's cash windfall or make another player pay a portion of your taxes for him. The latest version, which can be played online, even allows you to sue a competitor. And so, you know, the whole game of life has changed. And I'm not just talking about the board game. We've seen that change. But how is that indicative of how we live our lives? And if that becomes the object of the game that we're playing, to get a whole lot and not have to do a whole lot, then really we've lost our way in this thing called work ethic. You know, you can buy happiness. You find $100, you're happy. The question is, if you find $100, are you proud? I mean, in that moment. And the answer is no. Why? Because you didn't do anything.
Okay. So what about the person who is 45, they've been working in a job that they kind of like, kind of don't like for, you know, many, many years, and they're working toward retirement. They can see the goal ahead of them, but they don't have the drive anymore. What are they supposed to do?
I hate to say there's anything wrong with that. I mean, come on. We all hit, you know, plateaus in our career where we go, you know, is this really what I set out to do?
Yeah.
And the problem is, passion isn't something that comes with a job. You have to put passion into a job for a job to excite you. And a lot of people lose their way because they stop doing their best every day. They kind of phone it in. They just go, yeah, just counting down the days to the retirement. Instead of going back and going, what drew me here? Am I giving my all? Am I giving my best? Instead of what am I getting out of this? You know, is Mr. Employer over there who's getting rich off my labor? That's the anger. That's the frustration. I'm putting in a whole lot and I'm not getting my due. Well, guess what? It's America. You don't think you don't like your deal? Find a better deal somewhere else. But if this is the job that you have, put your best into the job and the most amazing thing happens. All of a sudden the job becomes more exciting.
But Eric, don't you ever have a long day at work, get home, have to do the laundry, make dinner, you know, do some exercise, whatever? It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And there are many parts of my job I cannot stand. Hey, I speak for free, Jeremy. What people pay me to do is fly in airplanes and stay in hotels. I'm inconvenienced, routinely have to do aspects of my job which I do not like. I don't actually enjoy writing. I don't. So you know what you do? You work. You put your best into it every day. And when you have one of those days that you just described, Jeremy, you realize, you know what? Maybe it was a few bad things that I'm choosing to focus on all day. The whole day wasn't ruined. A couple of things went wrong and I'm angry. Let it go. The beauty is you wake up tomorrow, it's a brand new day. You can continually improve yourself and improve your lot in life. The day you stop and say, nope, this is it. It's the best I can do. You become angry, disenchanted, disengaged, and you wind up in a spiral you'll never pull yourself out of.
Well, Eric Chester, author of Reviving Work Ethic, thank you so much.
You bet.